Meanwhile, the record high prices for wheat, rice, and corn are bringing governments around the world to the brink of political instability. With little economic flexibility in a 6 billion person world, some economists are looking to changing the global diet. Did you know that the UN declared 2008 the International Year of the Potato? The legume is a hidden treasure of abundant calories and high-quality nutrition. Dr. Pamela Anderson is the Director General of the International Potato Center in Lima, Peru. She joins us this morning. Dr. Anderson, can the potato really substitute for spiking staples like rice and wheat?
It's not a matter of substituting. It's a matter of complementing. What we're seeing with these price rises is, as the World Bank president told us this week, 100 million people, in addition to the 830 million people that are already hungry, are at risk. And those are mostly people in the low-income food deficit countries. So you need to look at internal, not imported, food supplies, and potato really is going to be part of the solution as we have to deal with this global food crisis.
What places in the world could rely on potatoes as a complement to existing staples?
It's countries that are already doing it. This is a trend that we have been seeing over the last decade. For the first time in 2005, potatoes have had higher production in the developing countries than in the industrialized countries, and that includes China, India, and sub-Saharan Africa. You have potatoes expanding more rapidly than any other food staple crop, and, of course, in the Andean chain of South America. So in a lot of your poverty belts around the world, countries and small farmers are already turning to potatoes. This is a trend that has been taking off in the last decade, and what is going to happen, I suspect, with these rising food prices is this trend will accelerate.
Aren't there disease and storage problems with potatoes that limit their ability to help in this global food crisis?
I wouldn't say that they limit. There are definitely problems that we're dealing with, and this is the reason why we need to be so vigilant about investments in agricultural research. The most important potato disease is still the disease called potato late blight, which caused the Irish potato famine. We are still struggling with that, and if we can manage that disease, and if we can guarantee supply of clean seed, which means disease-free seed, you can often see yields increase up to 30%.
Well, so that's really interesting. The more things change, the more they stay the same, particularly as far as food is concerned. Dr. Pamela Anderson, Director General of the International Potato Center in Lima, Peru. Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.